Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Governor Snyder delivered his State of the State address last night. He talked about a lot of proposed plans from education, jobs, roads, civil rights, and health. What plans stuck out in your mind?
Well, the main thing are sort of two major administrative reforms. He's going to combine two major state departments. He has the power to do that, and there's going to be a community. He's going to take community health and the human services department and have a department of sort of health and human services, much like the federal department. It'll be immense. It'll account for nearly half of all the state budget. He's also going to combine a bunch of agencies in the Public Service Commission into a new, we don't know if it's going to be a department, new energy something. We don't know quite what it'll look like. I think it's kind of ironic. Republicans talk about small government a lot, but they're creating more big government here.
And tell us more on Governor Snyder's proposals on schools and education.
Well, there's more emphasis, again, on early childhood development, on literacy, and these are pretty much universally accepted concepts. There's a lot of bipartisanship on that. Of course, again, before anybody can do much of anything in terms of spending, we have to wait for the other shoe to drop, and we're going to have to see if the voters are going to approve the proposed 1% increase in the sales tax for the roads. Before that, a lot of things are in limbo, but I think it's very likely we'll get more money for early childhood development because everybody agrees that's so essential.
And Governor Snyder also called for continuing talks on adding LGBT rights to the state civil rights law. Why do you think he wanted to include that in the State of the State address?
Well, whenever you don't want to decide in politics, you form a commission or say you should study something. And the governor, I think the governor thought he'd get more criticism if he didn't mention it. He has refused to take any position on it. He said there should be more talking about it. And the new Speaker of the House said, no, there shouldn't be. On the other hand, as I'm going to talk about at 1:30, the new Senate Majority Leader said he's not very interested in reviving this controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which would, some people say, allow people to discriminate. So my guess is that everyone's waiting for the Supreme Court, and that for the next 2 years anyway, probably the next 4 years, expanding Elliot Larson is dead in the water.
And meanwhile, President Obama also delivered his State of the Union address last night. Was there anything he talked about or proposed that could have a big impact on Michigan?
Well, certainly a lot of things. For example, free community college for the first 2 years, improvements in child care, and the president wants everyone to have the right to 7 paid sick days, things like that. He also talked about rewriting the rules about trade and exports. The problem is that, unlike Governor Snyder, the president faces hostile opposition. Republicans have large majorities in both houses of Congress, and they aren't inclined to do anything that he wants. So I think the president's sort of laying down a marker for where he stands and where Democrats stand. This might be more of a State of the Union address for the 2016 campaign, but it's very unlikely that very much of what the president said will become law.
Okay, Jack, thanks for your insights.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.